Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. The following recordings are part of a collection compiled by the Rutgers Law Review and presented in an online document titled A New Type of War, The Story of the FAA and NORAD Response to the September 11, 2001 Attacks. The first recordings trace events as they unfolded for American Flight 11, a Boeing 767 out of Boston's Logan for Los Angeles, with 92 aboard. It was the first flight to take off that Tuesday, and the first to impact. It struck the World Trade Center's North Tower near the 95th floor. Actual audio follows.
American Airlines emergency line, please state your emergency.
Hey, this is Nitty at American Airlines calling. I am monitoring a call in which Flight 11, the flight attendant is advising our reps that the pilot, everyone's been stabbed.
Flight 11?
Yep. They can't get into the cockpit is what I'm hearing.
Okay, who's this I'm talking to?
Excuse me, this is Nitty at American Airlines at the Raleigh Reservation Center. I'm the operations specialist on duty.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Nidia.
Nidia. And what's your last name?
Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z.
All the reservations. Okay.
Now, I've got the flight attendant on the line with one of our agents.
Okay. And she's calling how?
Through reservation. I can go in on the line and ask the flight attendant questions.
Okay. I'm assuming they've declared an emergency. Let me get ATC on here. Stand by.
Gotten any contact with anybody? Okay, I'm still on with security, okay, Betty? You're doing a great job. Just stay calm, okay? We are, absolutely.
Okay, we're contacting a flight crew now. We're also contacting ATC.
Okay.
Anything else from this flight attendant?
So far what I've got, the number 5 flight attendant's been stabbed, but she seems to be breathing. The number 1 seems to be stabbed pretty badly, and she's lying down on the floor. They don't know whether she's conscious or not. The other flight attendants are in the back, and that's as far as I know. It seems like the passengers in the coach might not be aware of what's going on right now.
These two passengers were from first class.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Betty? Do you know any information as far as the gentlemen that are in the cockpit with the pilots? Were they from first class? They were sitting in 2A and B. They are in the cockpit with the pilots.
Who's helping them? Is there a doctor on board?
Is there a doctor on board, Betty, that's helping you guys? You don't have any doctors on board, okay. So you've gotten all the first class passengers out of first class?
Have they taken everyone out of first class?
Yeah, she's just saying that they have. They're in coach. What's going on, honey? Okay, the aircraft is erratic again. Very erratically. She did say that all the first class passengers have been moved back to coach. So first class, the cabin is empty. What's going on your end, Craig?
We contacted air traffic control. They are going to handle this as a confirmed hijacking. So they're moving all the traffic out of this aircraft's way.
Okay.
He turned his transponder off, so we don't have a definitive altitude for him. We're just going by, they seem to think that they have him on a primary radar, they seem to think that he is descending.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Lydia?
Yes, dear, I'm here.
Okay. I have the dispatcher currently taking the current fuel on board.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to run some profiles.
Okay.
To see exactly what his endurance is.
Okay.
Did you...
She doesn't have an idea who the other passenger might be in first. Apparently they might have spread something, so it's they're having a hard time breathing or getting in that area. What's going on, Betty? Betty, talk to me. Betty, are you there? Betty? Winston, do you think we lost her? Okay, so we'll stay open. I think we might have lost her.
Okay.
Later, a transmission came across from the aircraft on frequency.
Nobody move, please. We're going back to the airport. Don't try to make any stupid moves.
Following this transmission, controllers contacted the Northeast Defense Sector. The time was 8:37 a.m. The flight would impact the World Trade Center's South Tower 9 minutes later.
Anybody copy?
I'm sorry. Say that again, please.
Looks like we lost the primary target about 20 west of Kennedy, and we had a report of an ELT in the area. Get some Coast Guard activity up there.
Yeah, we lost the track, too.
Hey, Boston, this is New York. What type of aircraft was the American?
767.
This is the ACI watch. Say again if you lost track of the aircraft, over.
Boston has lost track. And on our frequency, we have confirmed that it was a hijack. Okay. On the tapes.
Yeah, New York confirms we've lost the track as well, and we got a report of an ELT in the area that the track was in. Kennedy Tower reports that there was a fire at the World Trade Center. And that's the area where we lost the airplane.
United Airlines Flight 175 was the second of the hijacked flights to take off that day, departing Logan for Los Angeles at 8:14, 15 minutes behind American 11. Also a Boeing 767, it carried 65. The pilots of that flight had heard the transmission from American 11.
New York, United 175, heavy.
United 175, go ahead.
We figured we'd wait to go to your center. We heard a suspicious transmission on our departure out of Boston with someone teed the mic and said, stay in your seats.
Oh, okay. I'll pass that along over here. Hey, Kingston, 93 line.
Go ahead.
Hey, United 175 just came on my frequency, and he said that they heard a suspicious transmission when they were leaving Boston.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody stay in their seat. That's what they heard, is a suspicious transmission. Now, that U.S. Air 583 thought the American he spotted them was at 29.
New York area controllers would later watch as Flight 175 impacted the World Trade Center's South Tower.
Hey, can you look out your window right now?
Yeah.
Can you see a guy at about 4,000 feet, about 5 east of your airport right now? Looks like he's...
Yeah, I see him.
You see a guy, is he descending for the building also?
He's descending really quick, too, yeah.
Well, that's...
2,500 feet now. He just dropped 800 feet in like one sweep.
That's another situation. What kind of airplane is that? Can you guys tell?
I don't know. I'll read it out in a minute. Another one just hit the building.
Another one just hit the World Trade.
The whole building just came apart.
Oh, holy smokes. All right, I guess you guys can be busy.
There was an end?
It's been less than 15 minutes since President George W. Bush had been notified of the first impact, and now two aircraft are lost. American Airlines Flight 77, a third aircraft, has been in the air for roughly 40 minutes. Controllers at Reagan National are tracking that aircraft and ask for visual assistance from a National Guard C-130H flying in the area.
Go for 06. Traffic is 11 o'clock and 5 miles northbound. Fast moving, type and altitude unknown. All right, you have the traffic. Do you know what kind it is? Can you see?
Looks like a 757, sir.
A 757. Can you estimate his altitude?
Looks like he's at low altitude right now, sir.
Go for 86, thank you.
The crew of the National Guard aircraft would later watch as American 77 hit the Pentagon.
He's not watching it, it's Gopher 06.
Gopher 06, guys.
Yes, sir, that aircraft is down. He's in our 12 o'clock position. Looks like it's just to the northwest of the airfield at this time, sir.
Gopher 86, thank you. Descend and maintain 2,000.
Okay, we're down to 2,000. And this is Gopher 06. It looks like that aircraft crashed into the
Go for 86. Go for 06. Thank you.
United Airlines Flight 93 had been delayed at Newark, its point of departure, and ultimately took off with 44 aboard just minutes before the first impact at the World Trade Center. What follows appears to be audio from the cockpit as it's breached. It is the most graphic of the audio presented here. Your discretion is advised.
United 93, that traffic for you is 1 o'clock, 12 miles eastbound, 370.
Negative contact. We're looking at United 93.
Stand by. Somebody call Cleveland.
Roger, Mark, and 1060 with you. We're 370. We're slowing due to the delays possible going eastbound.
That's American 1060.
You got United 93?
United
93.
Stop the
Chardonnay.
Yeah. Descended.
What's
okay.
that?
I just saying it looked like he descended there.
I don't
there.
Think so. United 93, verify 350.
United 93, Cleveland.
Go ahead, Frankie.
Do you have United 93 south of Chardonnay?
We hear some funny noises. We're trying to get him. Do you have him?
No. Thank you. United 93, Cleveland.
United 1523, did you hear your company, did you hear some interference on the frequency here a couple of minutes ago, screaming?
Yes, I did, 797, and we couldn't tell what it was either.
Okay. United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the center right then.
An American 1060, a ditto on the other transmission.
The American 1060, you heard that also?
Yes, sir, twice.
Roger. We heard that also. Thanks. I just wanted to confirm it wasn't some interference.
The government's investigation ultimately concluded that passengers aboard United 93 had attempted, in the end, to make their own breach of the cockpit shortly before the jet was lost at Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Difficult decisions had already been made outside of the aircraft as well. This final audio excerpt includes portions of an organized response from the ground, as well as direction for military pilots. Those directions included permission to engage.
I told them our mission is to protect major centers. We're going to take you, we're going to drag you down to Pittsburgh and do this. Because I got a tanker coming now, but I just want to give him an ROE because he's going to be out of lots once he's down there. So I want to make sure I got clear, concise words to him before he leaves. Granted, they only got four drinks of guns.
If they don't respond to the bird hand signals and the bird procedures, then and they're headed towards the major area, then you're going to engage.
Okay. Cobra and Apex, the Huntress. Okay, there's still a bit of traffic airborne. They're not all completely down. I imagine it's all low south of you. Let's roll a hold two loop to confirm the tanker gets up. Holy shit, I need a checklist.
Alpha 1 copies.
Okay, I have ROE instructions. Are you ready to copy?
Stand by, Hunters.
Okay, the direction of protecting the major centers, when you're overhead the major center, being Pittsburgh in this case, you have intercept authority on any traffic in the area, and if traffic does not respond to hand signals, divert procedures, anything like that, and they continue to press in a threatening manner towards the major center, you're clear to engage.
This concludes our presentation of audio collected on the morning of September 11th, 2001. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.